From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The EU's refugee relocation scheme is aimed at Syrians. The fate of other nationalities is as yet undecided. Part of Europe's proposed deal with Ankara would see migrants here in Greece sent back to Turkey. Under normal European rules, those subject to persecution are able to claim asylum in the EU. But the European rulebook is being rewritten, and the future for the refugees stranded in Greece is highly uncertain. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide. He says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The Islamic State group has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. The monitoring group IHS Jains says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group, both in Syria and Iraq. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. It's a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and the border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan denies his government is supporting rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen. The announcement comes a year after a Saudi coalition launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. A Saudi military spokesman said the coalition will continue providing air support for Yemeni forces and will help build an army. Following this week's primary elections in the U.S., Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are strongly in the lead toward gaining their party's presidential nominations. That makes it even more likely that Clinton and Trump will be the opponents in the general election in November. The party nominations won't be confirmed until national conventions in July. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile just days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the North. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile flew 800 kilometers before crashing into the sea Friday. Top U.S. defense officials say Russia's military intervention in Syria failed to achieve its stated goals and likely lowered Russia's standing in the region. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday that Russia prolonged the Syrian civil war and failed to focus its fight on the Islamic State group. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial withdrawal of Russian forces Monday, but said today that Russia could ramp up its military presence in Syria within several hours if necessary. Morocco has ordered 84 United Nations peacekeepers out of Western Sahara. It took the move after Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called Moroccan presence in the territory an occupation. Morocco considers the area as part of its territory and accuses Ban of failing to be neutral on the matter. The foreign ministry has given the UN mission 3 days to withdraw 84 members, calling its decision irreversible. The governor of the U.S. state of Michigan and the country's top environmental official took the blame Thursday for the toxic water crisis in Flint, Michigan. The tainted water has left many children in that town with high levels of lead in their bloodstreams. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder told a contentious congressional hearing in Washington that the crisis represents a failure of government at all levels, local, state, and federal. The U.S. Justice Department and the city of Ferguson, Missouri, have reached an agreement that resolves a dispute filed by the federal government against the city. The federal government wants the city to make changes in its police department, which has a majority of white officers. The department accuses the city of allowing a pattern of unconstitutional police conduct. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.